Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fertility Freak Podcast. I am your host and fertility expert educator, Michelle Tillman. I am so excited for you to be here to hear the testimony and the story of Claire, who is going to share her story from beginning to end so you can understand and see what God has done in her life. And I want you to use this as a moment to truly see the miraculous power of God, His divine strategy and timing. And I want you to take from this that if God can do it for her, He can absolutely do it for you. So, Claire, thank you so much for being here today. I just want to give you the mic and let you tell your story. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, what was going on with you. Tell them about how you found out about me, how I was able to help you, and what God did in your life through your fertility. The mic is yours.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here and to be able to share my story with women or, you know, families who may have gone through or may resonate with what I'm going to share today. You know, I think it's so important to be able to speak about these things because you never realize how much your story can make an impact on other people's lives and kind of help give them hope, you know, for maybe their journey. So yeah, so a little bit about me. Me and my husband got married back in 2019. And, you know, we had decided that, you know, before having children, it'd be great to kind of spend, you know, a couple of years to ourselves to kind of enjoy the married life, which is kind of the road that we went through initially. And then I think it was maybe about a year or two after, around 2021, you know, we kind of started talking about maybe starting a family soon and, you know, wanting to start the journey. And it's so crazy. I look back then and not even realizing how much we were going to go through because, you know, growing up, you never think about infertility issues. Like it was something I never imagined would be my story per se. Like it was just, oh, okay, people get married, they get pregnant, they have kids, a bunch of kids, and that's life. That's the dream, you know? And I just thought it was always going to be that simple. So 2021, we started trying and we got pregnant. Thinking back in the emotions, like I was super excited, but also so nervous because everything was just so new. But I just remember being so excited. And my husband too, just so overjoyed, like, you know, this is happening. Oh my gosh, I can't believe like we're going to be parents. And I started researching like, okay, when do you tell your family? Like, you know, you start to think about baby names and you start to think about a life and what is it going to be like. And at the time I was working, I want to say I had a pretty stressful job. Like it was yesterday. I remember sitting at my desk and I just started feeling this excruciating sharp pain. And I thought to myself, is it gas? Like, what is this? Like, I don't know. So I went, could barely walk to the bathroom. So I get to the bathroom and I can't pee. I mean, I can't do anything. But this pain was only getting worse. So I called my husband and I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm in so much pain. Like, I don't even know if I could drive home. And he was like, okay, well, you know, just drive to your parents' house since it was really close to my job and I'll just meet you there. I said, okay, fine. So I get in the car. I don't know how I made it. By the grace of God, I made it to my mom and dad's house because the pain was just, I mean, it's unbearable. And so I'm sitting there and me and my husband, I'm like, I'm in pain. I think I need to go to the hospital. And he's like, are you sure? Now, mind you, because the pregnancy was so new and we knew nothing about it, like, you know, now I know back then, like that would have been should have been the first thing, you know, like you feeling pain in your stomach, you're pregnant, you need to go to the hospital or somewhere, but it just wasn't on my mind. And at the time, my family didn't even know we were pregnant. I was like, let's just call the ambulance and see. So we call, paramedics show up, they take my vitals, everything seems fine. And they can't tell me why it is that I'm in so much pain. So they looked at me and they said, well, you know, you probably should just go to the hospital to get checked, you know, just to make sure since you are pregnant. So we get to the hospital and I think as I'm sitting there in that chair, I remember, you know, my family showed up and we told them for the first time that I was pregnant. And I think that was when it kind of started to settle in my mind, like, oh my gosh, did something happen to the baby? And I remember the ultrasound tech, as soon as she took that machine and put it on my stomach, she immediately shot up and ran out to go get the doctor. Because unbeknownst to me, I had been bleeding internally that whole time because I had suffered a rupture it was an ectopic pregnancy, but my fallopian tube had ruptured. And that's why I was in so much pain, because I was literally internally bleeding. And so I immediately went into emergency surgery. It took about 4 hours. And yeah, I even had to get blood transfusion, iron transfusion, all these things. And of course, you know, we lost the baby. And I remember the doctor, when I woke up, she looked at me, she's like, I don't even know how you're still alive. She literally told me I was at death's door. It's just like, oh my gosh. And it was just such an overwhelming feeling, because at one point you want to be so grateful and blessed that God spared your life. But at the other hand, it's like, oh my gosh, my baby that I was so excited about, you know, and that we were so looking forward to being parents, it was a big loss in the same, you know, the same day. And so having to work through those emotions for not just me, but my husband. And that's another thing that people fail to realize, is that they also go through the same up and down emotions that we as women go through, experience a loss. You know, a lot of the attention most of the time gets put on the woman and what we go through. A lot of times people forget, ask the guys, like, how are you doing? Like, how are you dealing with all this? Because we both kind of went through our own, you know, our own things emotionally after all this happened. Of course, both super grateful that, you know, I was still here and that I didn't lose my life. But at the same time, like, having to grieve that loss, you know, for the both of us was a very trying time. After that, I can definitely say I dealt with depression a lot, because I didn't realize until after how much I was so looking forward to being a mom. Like, you start to plan, you start to think about how life is going to be. And in my mind, I'm like, for something to be just stripped away from me like that, like it was hard for me to understand why God had allowed that to happen. And I was focusing so much on the loss and not so much sparing my life, the miracle in that. You know, I was so focused on the loss, and it just put my mind in a very dark place. But I'll say thank God for community. Thank God for my family, especially my church family that rallied around me. My parents, you know, my friends that checked in, that prayed with me and helped me to, I would say, come out of that slump that I was in for, I would say, almost a year.
Wow.
And then, I think it was around 2022, I was scrolling TikTok one day, and I saw, I think it was TikTok or Instagram, I can't remember, social media, saw one of Michelle's videos. And I was like, okay, you know, I was listening to what you were saying. I'm just like, let me go to God about this, you know, because I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know, God. Like, I don't know if getting myself excited about this again is the right thing. Like, I don't know if I'm ready to experience that again, you know, because that loss was so big for me. But I went to God about it, and I talked to my husband about it, and, you know, we prayed, and I said, all right, God, if this is something that you are leading me towards, I need you to provide, you know, and I need you to provide in a way that I can only look at it and say, God, that's you. So I think maybe a week or so after I prayed that, my sister called me, and she was like, oh, hey, remember that money that you borrowed from me umpteen months ago or whatever the case is? And I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, well, here. I just dealt it to you. It's in your bank. And so I'm like, okay. And the crazy part is, I think after she sent that to me, I was probably maybe a crazy number short. I'm maybe $7 or $13. And so I was just like, okay. And I'm like, but God, I'm still $13. I'm just like,
God, let me get all 13, please. all the 13. Thank you. I love that. I love that.
Literally the next day, I got a check in the mail for like overpaying something. I don't even remember what it was. I think it was a medical bill or something that I had done a year or so ago that they sent me a check for the exact amount that I was short. And I just remember opening that up and just started praising and praying. I'm like, oh my God, like, this is God, you know? And I think it was like maybe the day before the deadline to pay or the day of, I can't even remember, but I was just like, oh my gosh, okay, you know? And so I signed up for your course. And when I tell you, when I tell you how much my life was just transformed in that amount of time that we were doing Bible studies every week, you know, praying for each other, other women encouraging each other, you prophesying into our lives, it is exactly what I needed in that season for, you know, me to finally to be able to get to a place to accept the miracle that was about to take place after, you know, in a couple months. So it was so many things that needed to take place before I was ready for that. And one of the big things I remember during the course was forgiveness. And that was a big thing for me because I didn't realize how much unforgiveness I was holding on to. And being able to let that go and give that to God and to surrender that to Him was like a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. Also, I remember one time you had prophesied that like my husband needed to be in the process. And that was another thing that, you know, afterwards, me and him had a conversation about it. And him, you know, me talking to him about what you said. And for the first time, it was just so easy. He just agreed. And he's like, let's do this. Like this, okay. You know, like, and for it to be not just something that I go through by myself, but the both of us. Because we both needed to be restored in a lot of areas. We both needed to let go of a lot of hurt and a lot of pain that we had been dealing with. We both needed to learn to forgive certain people in our lives that we had didn't realize we had just were holding on to unforgiveness. And that was so transformative for us. And I remember, I think it was a day after I was fasting, and I think I came home and I was praying and journaling one day. And one night God gave me a dream. And in that dream, I was pregnant. My sister was in the room with me. And I can't remember exactly what this thing was, but something entered the room. But whatever it was just dark, like a dark shadow of something trying to come in and take my child. And so I remember my sister saying to me, we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray. So in that moment, I think like my mom, my aunt, they walked into the room and just started praying and casting whatever this thing was out. And they prayed and prayed and prayed. It left. And then finally this light, just this bright light came over the room, and like the joy and peace was finally there. So I woke up. I'm like, okay. And God literally said to me, go take a pregnancy test. Like that guy said, don't fail me. I was like, no, I don't want to take a pregnancy test because I'm like, I can't go through this anymore. Like, I can't, you know, like I just, and God was like, go. I'm like, okay, fine, God. So I went and I took the test and the test was positive.
But Claire, how long was this after like?
Probably, this was March of 2023. February or March, around that. So I had been working with you since, I think, 22, towards the latter year of the year.
It was like you had just started almost. And we were like, wait, you got pregnant.
I ended up losing that baby too, but I almost feel like that dream was, here's the thing. When I got pregnant that second time, because as soon as I took that test, I made an appointment and I got an appointment the same day, right? They took blood and they didn't like the numbers that they were saying. And the doctor, of course, after taking blood for a couple of days, she told me that it was an ectopic pregnancy again and was telling me, like, after this, you know, because I only had one tube left because one had already ruptured. She was saying that there's no way you're going to be able to have a baby because you have scar tissue, because that's the only reason why you would have an ectopic pregnancy again. And she was like, yeah, so we might have to look at maybe IVF and all these things. And I kid you not, while this woman was talking to me, it was like everything she said was just bouncing off of me. Nothing penetrated. I was listening to her, but it was just like, okay. But you know, it's kind of like, all right. You know, it's just like, your doctor, I get it, but I just would not receive anything. I couldn't. Because of all the time that we had spent, you know, in our group talking and praying and prophesying, like, that is what I believe, what God had promised me. And I saw that dream, and there's no way I said God would show me something like that and him not fulfill what he had showed me, you know? And so, unfortunately, of course, that, and it did end up being an ectopic pregnancy.
So, and how many years apart was it from the first ectopic pregnancy where you were not even aware until you got to the hospital, and then this second time? How far apart are we talking?
That was the first one was in 2021, and this second one was in 2023.
So you had not got pregnant at all for those 2 years?
No.
Got it.
For one reason, of course, was fear. We had just stopped trying. That was a big one. I just didn't want to, you know, I just felt like, here's one thing. You lose one tube and you have, in your mind, you have one left. It's like, oh my gosh. It's just, I think that fear is hype.
Clarify this for me. You said you weren't trying. Were you avoiding sex during the time you knew you would get pregnant? Or were you just not like actively trying?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. It was after that initial one, mentally, like I was just not in a good place at all. Like just.
Which, totally understandable, of course.
Yeah. It was so hard because then I felt guilty because it was a part of me is like, but you know, your life was spared. So why can't you see the goodness of God in that? And it was a wrestle for a long time for me to get to a place where even though I experienced such a great loss, I still am so grateful for my life, you know? And I look back at it now and I'm like, God wasn't done with me. You know, there was, his glory was going to shine through my story, no matter what I had to go through for me to get to the place I am now. I thank God for those experiences.
Yeah.
Because I've learned to trust him in such a deeper way, a way that I'd never have before.
So tell me, so you have this, you know, tragic loss in 2021 that had changed your mind about being sure of that you're ready. And then you finally get ready. 2 years later, you run into me on TikTok. You start becoming a part of the group. You're getting encouraged. Then you have the dream that you're pregnant. And you take the test and you actually are pregnant. Not even just the dream showing you there's basically a glimpse into the spirit realm of what the enemy was trying to do. You experience another loss. So hear this, ladies, you invested in help. And then somehow, even though you just came into the group, you experience another loss. How do you keep going? Like what happens after that?
Did you just start taking your basal body temperature, but you're struggling to remember to take it every morning at the same time? I get it. And that's why I'm recommending to you Temp Drop. I send it to all of my clients because it's actually a wearable sensor and you sleep with it. So you can track your temperatures effortlessly, even if you have an irregular schedule or a restless night. Don't worry about it. If you're snoozing your alarm too much, no stress. You're just going to get the accurate data from Temp Drop. So I want you to go to tempdrop.com. Use code AFFertilityFreak for 15% off. This is going to make charting so much easier for you and consistent. Again, that's TEMPDROP.com and use code AFFertilityFreak for 15% off. Are you tired of waiting months for a doctor's appointment, or even worse, begging your doctor for more answers? Sis, I see you. And I want you to remember that faith without works is dead. So let me give you some work to start right now. This is why I love the Prove Complete Fertility Testing System, because it's going to empower you to take action. Like right now, go ahead and order this, because not only is it going to help you find your 6 fertile days, it's going to confirm ovulation more than just an LH strip, okay, and uncover what's really going on with your hormones. They give you a complete report once you're done with this test to let you know exactly what all of your hormones are doing and then what you need to do about it. This is all from home in just 10 minutes a day. Matter of fact, this is exactly what I ship all of my clients so that they can get quick answers without waiting on their doctor. So I want you to visit provetest.com and use code Fertility Freak for 15% off. That's provetest.com, and that's code Fertility Freak for 15% off. Let's partner our prayers with the plan and try smarter with Prove.
This time around was so different for me. And sorry, because I get so emotional when I talk about this. I know for a fact, had I not have been a part of that group before that second loss, like, I can't tell you where I would have been. God knew what he was doing, setting that up before that, helping to build that faith, helping to build that community, because he knew how much I was going to need it and rely on it in such, you know, a dark time, I should say, a time where, yeah, the second time around, the same kind of excitement, not so much as the first time because you're kind of still on guard a little bit, but this time around, like, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, even though I experienced that loss, I knew in my mind that this wasn't it. I knew it in my heart. I knew it, you know? And then when you guys recorded that night that I missed and I played it back, and I told the CEO the last, when I heard you say that God had flipped the switch, oh my gosh, it was like the Holy Spirit, just peace just came over me in that moment. And I'm just crying and I'm just thanking God, because I knew that there wasn't it for us. I knew that God had, there was a purpose for everything that he'd allowed to happen in my life. And literally, I think the next month, I got pregnant with my son. It was just funny. And I'll never forget it. I was sitting at the table with my husband. We both watched it together. And when you said that, I'm just like, whoa. It was so powerful, because I'm just like, wow. And to see how literally that flip was switched within the next month.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. When I tell you, like, my story has not just affected me, but my family to be able to see God work through me in that way. For my husband to see that and his family, like, just to see how God can take something that a part of me that I felt was so broken at one point. Because as a wife, you know, you blame yourself for a lot of things. And that was one thing that was so hard for me, because I know how important it was for my husband to be a dad. I just thought, God, like, why? Why would you bring him to me if I can't even give him that? It's just a thought that the enemy just puts in your mind about yourself, you know? And at the time, I didn't know about speaking truth over those areas. So I let the enemy use those lies to put me in such a dark place. But like, everything that I was equipped with during that class and working with you, I was able to use the second time to tell the enemy to shut up. Him and his lies can go somewhere, you know? That I'm going to stand on these promises that I know are true. You know what I mean? So it was just so different that second time. And when I got pregnant, I think I sent to you a picture of the test. And it was when I went to that ultrasound and to see that nurse put the, whatever that thing is called, I can't remember her name, to put it on my belly. And when she's like, there's your baby. I broke out in praise. Me and her, she started crying. We both crying. We both praising God. And to see all that those prayers, see my answered prayer today in human form, my son, my baby, hold, kiss, hug, and touch him. Oh, words can't even begin to describe the feeling when you see your prayers answered, like literally right there in front of you in real life. You know, like, this is real. Like, God did this for us. He did this for me. Someone who thought this was never going to be possible. Doctors who wanted to make me believe that this was no way, you know? And God was like, no. You know, they can say whatever they want, but it's me who has the final say.
Claire, I mean, I know the listeners are probably crying just like me right now. Like, we're all crying. Hearing your story is such a reflection of obedience. And
yeah.
I know the word says obedience is better than sacrifice, but you obeyed and you sacrificed. Like, to think, like, it's such a big deal. Okay. It's such a big deal that, and when we talked about this before, I had no idea that one, like, okay. So I always want people to pray and be sure. If you're going to work with me, be sure, be like, that this is what God is telling you to do. You know, be sure that you're okay with the investment in your fertility journey, right? Of course, I want you to be okay with it, but sometimes you just got to jump out there by faith, right? Because I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You could have used your money for something else. I'm sure there's a bill or something that you could have paid. But the fact from the beginning, you prayed and asked God about something. He provided a way for you to make the investment to be a part of the group.
Yeah.
You had not got pregnant in 2 years. Then you get pregnant. You experience another ectopic, but God had you in a place where you were covered in a way that you felt like you weren't covered when you experienced your first loss. Not that your family and your church family didn't do amazing, but it was just a different type of community that you had access to, and then maybe you had some, you know, different ways that you were able to build up your faith in the time. Because it was, I remember it being maybe a month or two. You probably hadn't even had time to, like, do all the stuff.
Right.
You probably hadn't made many changes. And I think that is a testament to something that, Listen, I don't take credit for this. God has anointed me for this. I'm not a special, like, I'm not a special person. It's just something God just decided, okay, I want you to have this, right? And I'm saying that as humble as possible. And I'm saying this because if Claire had not literally had enough time to implement all of the things that I teach in the 4S formula, but because she decided, I want to invest in help anyway, just because she put that investment in, God is like, okay, I'm with you now. Like, and I'm not even saying it's just about them, but just you were in alignment with where God wanted you to be. And I think it's so amazing that when you get yourself in alignment, even if everything and all your ducks in a row, because I want to be like, oh, well, Claire, how was your diet those 2 months? Did you take the supplements? How were you sleeping? How were your stress levels? But God was like, no, I'm going to override all of that because this is the time for her. Because she was obedient and she got in alignment with where God wanted her to be. And because you were in alignment with where God wanted to be, your son, how old is he now?
Yeah, he's 13 months.
13 months. I just think it's so amazing how God, like, the spirit realm, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, that's what we're talking about here. Like, that Holy Spirit just revealed things to you in your dreams, and, like, your gift And I think it's interesting because some people might be like, well, you said she prophesied. Okay, I'm not a prophet, but I believe that many Christians flow in the gift of prophecy. Like, we all have that gift. And I think just because of the gift that's in you pulled on the gift that's in me, and we were like meant to be connected in this way because God has plans for your son. He has plans for your family, and he had to get here on earth, but it just required you to be in alignment with what God had for you. I just think it's so amazing to see a story of complete obedience and sacrifice in your life, and the manifestation of it is your son. Like, every time you look at him, you should know, like, God, I know if you ever tell me to do something that seems uncomfortable, I literally have fruit of what happens when I do something uncomfortable. Because after everything you've been through, to have the fear and the worry about getting pregnant again with one tube, and you probably have blockage in the one tube that you had left. Just the fact that you even got pregnant naturally is a whole thing. Like, one tube, one tube. I hope y'all are hearing, like, this whole story is so anointed and anointed and covered in God's grace, mercy, and love. And so I think it's just a beautiful thing to see and hear someone testify about the goodness of God when you obey and when you get in alignment. What would you say to any woman who might be in your shoes, who was afraid to start again or to even start getting your hopes up again or trying again? What would you say to that woman who's like, okay, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm researching stuff, but I don't know, like, I'm scared to try again because of what I experienced. What would you want that woman to?
I would say to that woman, you know, what worked for me was leaning on Christ, you know, and not my own understanding, but leaning on him and making his word, like, literally my foundation, if that makes sense. Because I remember during that time, I had put away so many things, like television, all these other things, and I spent intentional time with God and his word and just worship. I know that was one of the things we talked about too. And I think sometimes it's easy for us to sit in our thoughts, especially when the thoughts are just negative and kind of focused on our situation. Our situation may not be the best in this moment, but what I've learned in those times is to find ways to get out of those thoughts. And one thing I do is turn my worship music on and I just fill my house and my room, whatever it is, with just praise. And remembering who God has been in my life in the past, because it's not the first time that God has definitely come through for me or my family, you know, and clinging on to those times was important for me too, to remember that the same God that came through for me back then is the same God that's going to come through for me today, you know? And I would just say to any woman that's out there that may be dealing with the same worry and fears, to just trust God, because he's so worthy of your trust. You know, like, our God is not a God that intentionally looks to hurt us, you know? And unfortunately, like, what I've learned in life is that things that we don't like or that may hurt us will happen. And that's inevitable, right? Like, these things are going to happen, but the promise is that he'll never leave you alone through those moments. You know, that he's there to comfort you, there to give you peace and give you joy in a way that only he can. You know, and at one point I thought that was never going to be me. At one point I thought this was just it. You know, this is a life that I'm going to have. A life of just loss and just misery, you know, and I truly believed that life for so long. And sitting here as a woman that didn't let that break me, you know, and I encourage people to just lean on him, you know, because he's so good, you know. Even through the loss, God is still good. He still loves. He's still a comforter. He still cares, even about the little things. no matter how small or big it is. He cares and he loves you so much.
So much.
That's what I've learned through that this time, you know, that I'm loved by God. And I can look back now and say that I'm in a way so grateful for those moments because they helped build the woman that I am today, a woman that can, when my son gets of age, to share these things with him, to share how much God loved him even, you know, and it's grown my faith, but oh my gosh, the way that it's grown my husband's faith as well. It's just so beautiful to watch, you know, in the aftermath of all of it. So, sorry, my story makes even me emotional.
No, listen, I'm just, you have the gift of storytelling. It's just the way that you talk. Like I would, if you wrote an audiobook, I would listen to it all day. I just love, I mean, of course, this is a miraculous story. So it makes it just so emotional and just how God has literally spared your life, allowed you to create life as the author of life. It's just amazing to hear all the revelation that you have gained over this. And I know there's so much more inside of you that you have to pour out and share. And every time I hear your stories, like I hear something new, like, wait, I didn't know that part. I didn't know that part. Like, so just hearing everything you say, it just is so encouraging. And I pray that every listener sees themselves in you. If they come from, you know, I always hear a lot of times, well, I only have one tube, or I have a ton of scar tissue, or I have this, and I like it. Can you still help me? I hear that so much. And I always tell them your story. I have another client who hasn't announced to everyone that she's pregnant yet, but her story is very similar to yours as well. And so I always tell people, like, listen, don't limit what God can do. If you have one tube, come on. Come on, yeah. let's get to work, because that's all it takes. And even if you have no tubes, we can still start preparing you for whatever medical option you decide. But if you're looking for natural conception, don't limit God just because I know, you know, because what your doctor said, because I know, you know, we look up to our doctors. We're told to honor and respect their word. We honor and respect the schooling that they did, because Lord knows they're in school for a long time.
Exactly.
But they also, they don't go to school for miracles.
Mm-mm.
There's no school that can teach. Like, to have you have got your ultrasound and the nurse is crying, and them to just be like, what? Like, there's certain things that they just don't know, and they just don't teach. And it's not, their job is to work on medical options. That is their job. So I just wanted to remind people of what Claire was working with from the beginning, to know where she started and how God still made a way. So thank you again for sharing your story. I love hearing you speak. I know God has more for you. And so I pray that everything that you desire that's on your heart, that is in God's will for your life, that there is no delay for it. And that because of your willingness and openness to share, that God just begins to rain on your life, overflow, abundance, and everything else that you need, that every need is supplied. There is no lack in Jesus' name. And I just thank you again for your time on this day, because I know with a 13-month-old, listen, he's 27 months old now. My 27-month-old is still giving me a run for my money. So I know 13 months. So yes, I'm so excited just every time I hear you talk. Thank you again for sharing on the Fertility Freak podcast. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure, if you want to learn more about the same program that Claire was in, I want you to join us for the God Wears My Baby Masterclass, where you can learn about the 4S formula that we began to walk through with Claire as God miraculously worked in her womb. We have a absolutely complimentary registration for you. The link will be in the show notes, or you can go to fertilityfreak.com. When you register for that class, you also are going to get a free checklist of 27 things you need to be considering if you're not pregnant yet. And if you will tag me on Instagram, take a screenshot of the masterclass or your list, drop it in my DMs and you can register to win a chance to have an absolutely free pregnancy prep call with me, where I will go over everything that I feel like God is showing me that may be blocking you from getting pregnant and giving you a plan so that you can get pregnant faster. If that resonates with you, make sure you register for Where the God Wears My Baby Masterclass. Again, the link is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another week of the Fertility Freak Podcast, and I will see you next week.